The 12 Steps, a Plan of Action. We come to CMA because of our common problem. We stay because of our common solution. To find long-term freedom from the grip of addiction, we work the 12 steps of Crystal Meth Anonymous.
1. We admitted that we were powerless over crystal meth and our lives had become unmanageable.
2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of a God of our understanding.
4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
7. Humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings.
8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all.
9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others.
10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it.
11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with a God of our understanding, praying only for the knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out.
12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to crystal meth addicts and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Crystal meth seemed like the answer to our problems. Not anymore.
We realized our drug use was killing us. Once we started, we couldn't stop.
Today, to stay clean and sober, we don't pick up, no matter what.
When we take action, we choose faith over fear and progress over perfection.
As we work the steps, we put spiritual principles into motion. Surrender is an action. It brings freedom.
Humility is an action. It brings perspective.
Gratitude is an action. It brings contentment.
This is the gift of recovery. We awaken, our lives improve, and we gradually move from self to service.
We act as messengers to others who are suffering, messengers of hope and healing, of connection, compassion, and yes, even joy.